The art form known as Impressionism began in 19th century Paris, and when the movement came to America near the turn of the century, American artists put their own style into the works. I'm speaking with Sarah Burns, Professor Emeritus at Indiana University, who will be giving a presentation on American Impressionism at the Hunter Museum as part of the ArtWise Speaker Series coming up this Thursday. In the Monet and American Impressionism exhibit that's at the Hunter Museum of American Art through September 20th, there are paintings from American artists who went to Giverny to study while Monet was still living there. And then they came back and started their own little camps where they also taught Impressionism. What did that do to the landscape of the artistic world in America?
Well, I think what it did, aside from disseminating the style more broadly, was that it instituted the idea of the summer art colony, usually in picturesque rural places, old villages like Cass Cobb, Connecticut, Shinnecock on Long Island in New York, and Gloucester, Massachusetts, and even further afield. That really wasn't a popular activity before these American Impressionists came home and began to offer their teaching and their experience and their knowledge to eager students in the United States. So I think, that's one of the most important transformations in the landscape. This connection between Impressionism and leisure and learning and vacation.
Art of the time was predominantly very realistic. And then you come in with Impressionism, which is a completely different style. What would you say defined Impressionism more than anything else?
Well, I think it was more stylistic than anything else. The French Impressionists certainly turned to the urban landscape and urban subject matter. In the United States, by contrast, there was much more emphasis on the more pleasing aspects of modern life and country life, even emphasizing the more pastoral aspects of the urban scene. But stylistically, it initiates lots of important changes, emphasis on color, on spontaneity, on open-air painting, for example, short, choppy brushstrokes, the elimination of values, that is, of gradation from sort of white to black in favor of much more color overall, light and atmosphere. So, those are some of the, I think, defining qualities, hallmarks of Impressionism, whether you look at it in Europe or whether you look at it in America. So it's kind of a transatlantic thing. If you were going to sum it all up in one word, it would be something that was associated with being modern, the modern style. And younger artists in particular, they don't want to keep on doing realistic art and, just kind of doing another clone of an old master painting.
The subject matter in a lot of the American Impressionism is a little bit different. I mean, you went from fruit on a table, so to speak, to a lot of almost their landscape, to a lot of recreation, kind of shying away from the old portrait work.
Well, there was a landscape tradition in American art, that goes all the way back to the, even before the 19th century, and the dominant school, if you want to call it that, in American painting in the middle of the 19th century was certainly landscape painting, which was based on old master conventions of, harmonizing and balancing a landscape, but rendered mostly in a highly detailed and realistic style. So there's nothing new about landscape painting per se. When Impressionism comes along, it's really more about the transformation of the style and, the selection of subjects, which tend to be less sublime, which was pretty much the watchword of Hudson River School painters, to, you might say, more intimate, more domestic.
You will be speaking at the Hunter Museum of American Art for one of the ArtWise talks. And this is going to be happening just a few days before the Monet exhibit leaves Chattanooga. What will be the focus of your talk?
Well, my focus is actually going to be the Americanness of American Impressionism. That is, if we can see Monet as this great venerated much emulated figure, where does that leave American art? And are there things about American Impressionism that we can locate and define as distinctive? And how does that tell us about the way Impressionism as a style, you know, as a modern mode of expression, how is it adapted to the American landscape? That's going to be the gist of my talk. You know, what's American about American Impressionism?
Did you see a big divergence between European Impressionism and American Impressionism as these schools continued through the next generation and the next?
Well, Impressionism in, let's just take French painting, pretty much gives way, at least in the mainstream, you know, modernist narrative, successively to, you know, post-impressionism. You know, we're using some labels here, but they're useful. Post-impressionism, and then, you know, you have Matisse and Fauvism, which is also, in a sense, part of that genealogy. You have Cubism, and so on into the 20th century, whereas in the U.S., Impressionism really lingers much longer, I think. There are painters like Child Hassam who are still doing Impressionist works in the 1920s, and then there are other painters who are doing it into the 1930s. You know, there are California Impressionists, there are Indiana Impressionists. So it becomes kind of deep-rooted in its own way. It becomes kind of an academic style. You know, people are still doing Impressionism. I'm going to be showing lots of gorgeous pictures and talking about the world that these American Impressionists made for themselves. And what I'm interested in is getting beyond the question of imitation and then looking at the issue of, you know, adaptation.
Sarah Burns will be at the Hunter Museum of American Art as part of the ArtWise speaker series on Thursday, September 17th from 6 to 7 p.m. More information can be found online at huntermuseum.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.